From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Arbitration Court dismisses China's territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says China has no historic title to the large maritime region. The ruling answers a complaint brought by the Philippines in 2013 that accused China of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on the Scarborough Shoal. Paul Reichler is the lead counsel for the Philippine side.
We now have a situation where the legal rights, not only of the Philippines, but also of all of the other South China Sea coastal states, have been defined and have been articulated and have been confirmed.
Chinese President Xi Jinping rejected the ruling. China had boycotted the proceedings, saying the court has no jurisdiction over the dispute. President Barack Obama has honored five slain police officers at a memorial service in Dallas, Texas.
We're here to honor the memory and mourn the loss of five fellow Americans, to grieve with their loved ones, to support this community, to pray for the wounded, and to try and find some meaning amidst our sorrow.
A black sniper shot and killed the white police officers last week during a protest rally. That rally was called to protest what demonstrators believe are the unjust killings of black suspects by police. A suicide bomber blew up a car near a crowded outdoor market Tuesday in Iraq. At least 11 people were killed and 32 wounded by the blast in the predominantly Shiite al-Rashidiyah district. Police were forced to shut down several major roads around Baghdad as a result of the attack. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged an unsuccessful presidential campaign against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, endorsed her candidacy Tuesday for the Democratic Party nomination.
Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nominating process. And I congratulate her for that.
Sanders called Clinton far and away the best candidate and said he will do everything he can to make sure she will be the next president of the United States. A fragile ceasefire called by rival leaders appeared to hold Tuesday in South Sudan's capital, Juba. The ceasefire comes after 4 days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced thousands of others. This resident of South Sudan called for an end to the fighting.
Then the government must give us the conclusion of this war. They must tell us exactly where they are. They must tell us the war is over for good.
Shoppers in Juba's central market were confronted Tuesday by the sight of looted stores and sharply hiked prices for suddenly scarce goods. As pressure from European leaders mounts on incoming British Prime Minister Theresa May to accelerate the country's timetable for Brexit, the President of the European Parliament struck a more conciliatory note, calling for talks to begin after the summer and without rancor. After meeting in Paris with his French counterpart, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew called for an amicable outcome of the talks.
I think that it is very much in the interests of Europe, the U.K., and the global economy for there to be a clear signal that the process of working through the aftermath of the British vote is one that's being undertaken in an atmosphere that's constructive, that's amicable.
May, who will take office on Wednesday, has said she will not initiate the exit negotiations before the end of the year. A U.S.-based North Korean observer group known as 38 North says recent satellite images indicate a high level of activity at the North's nuclear test site. A report released Tuesday by 38 North on its website says the image shows that what appears to be supplies and or equipment stacked on the ground at the north section of the North Korea test site. Four Bangladeshi nationals have been sentenced to jail terms in Singapore on charges they raised money to finance terrorist attacks on their home country. The men were sentenced Tuesday in a court in the city-state after pleading guilty to the charges. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day up today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.